the specials.
Okay, Chavdalat, year 29th of May.
This next piece is quoting from this next piece.
Good
cover. Next one after this.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, we're almost there. See that? Okay, we're on page Kufiyud Gimel. Again, we read the first paragraph yesterday. Tefillah is among the chukim. Indeed, it's an avodah of the heart, and it purifies and elevates us in an unlimited way. But the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us permission to voice an opinion about things in our personal lives, in our collective lives, and to say we want things changed and fixed is an astounding thing. But that's the way he decreed it. And the act of tefillah is expressing those things in a way that draws us near. So second paragraph, HaDvarim ko pshutim, the matters were so simple. Ach ein li Yisrael tzarech b'ra'aya al mitzias Hashem b'al hashkacha, that a Yid doesn't need proofs to the existence of Hashem and his providence. Quote, Raki eya imayim v'chol tzarasim yikru'uni v'enem v'hi haraya ha'gadola sh'yesh elokim b'Yisrael krov melav. He's quoting from Ramban here, but the fact that I'll be with them in all of their tzaras, they'll call out to me and I'll answer them, that's the greatest proof that there's a God of Israel that's close to us. Chol karenu elav yesh elokim shoftim v'aretz. There's a God who judges on earth. It's the Ramban and the psukim where Moshe Rabbeinu is being ordered to go to Klal Yisrael and tell them Shluchos from Hashem. Historically, you didn't have Davin and saved from the Tzaras. V'hine yedua ha'uvda shebikshu pami ha'gon Rabbi Kiva Egerzal levakesh avor chola. The story is known that they once asked Rabbi Kiva Eger to Davin for a chola ukavur zman man iskabel mena michtov. And after some passage of time, they got a letter from him, Kosov, quote, Valdvar shebikshuni lispal lavor chola, with regard to the matter you asked me to daven for a chola, hispalalti velo nanesi, I davened and I wasn't answered, uloi haisa ezetos b'shem. And maybe there was some mistake in the name. This story is, as you see, they're quoted from a sefer called Igra Sofrim, which is a collection of teachings and writings from Rabbi Kiva Eger's Mishpacha. I think it's written by a grandson, one of the Sofers. Chassam Sofer was his colleague, but was also his son-in-law. And what happened was, there was a gvir, a wealthy person, if I'm not mistaken, who asked Rabbi Shlomo Eger, Rabbi Kiva Eger's son, to ask his father to daven for his, I think his wife, and the name was Sarah Bas Rivka. And when he told it over to Rabbi Kiva, he sent a letter to Rabbi Kiva Eger. He wrote Rivka Bas Sarah. He transposed the names, and then a little while later, he got this letter back. It says, "I daven that I wasn't answered. Could there have been a mistake in the name?" Rabbi Eger was so clear. It's a true story recorded. So that's this line. Hispalalti v'lo na'anesi ula heisa ezetos b'shem. I davened and it wasn't answered. Maybe there was some mistake in the name. I mean, he just wrote that like kilachar yad, because if it's a davar pashut. I mean, it's hard to fathom what Rabbi Kiva Eger was, by the way. We probably think of Avraham Avinu as what Rabbi Kiva Eger was. It's like an unbelievable gaon and tzaddik. But anyway, his point is that tefillah is so pashut to Klal Yisrael that from one of the Anashim Gedolim you could have such a line. Shlo ol al dasar b'kivik gizal ki amnu lo nene b'tefillasa. It wouldn't come to his mind that he would daven and not be answered. You have the story with his son, the Chassam Sofer. It's printed in the beginning of the Ksav Sofer on Chumash. I always quote this. The Ksav Sofer was 7 years old. He was deathly ill. And they called in Rabbi Kiva Eger to tell him, basically, they thought it was the end. And he went into a room, and he davened, and he came out, and he said, Echav ha-moisbet and a yovel. I got him a yovel. And he lived to 57. He lived to be 57 years old. The story is published also. ulamala mikol safek, and it's above any doubt. Ilu hayino anachnu v'adoyim b'munasayinu v'avdei Hashem b'chayeinu. If we were certain, if we were sure in our faith and servants of Hashem in our lives, ha'isagam tfilaseinu miskabelas tamid, our tefillah would also be received always. I mean, sometimes the person davens and understands that it's not meant to be. There's a difference between a tefillah that didn't work for some reason, or the tefillah did what it was supposed to do, but it can't, you know, the gzeira can't change. But vayinu mavim la'olam marpe ubracha b'schus tefillah seinu, we would always bring healing and blessing in the merit of our tefillah. Amazing thing. Mikol ha-mitzvos yachida kemat ha-tefillah. From among all the mitzvos, the prayer is almost unique, almost singular. She'od yesh lanu hargasha baramamusa hashba'asa aleinu, that we still have a feeling of its loftiness and its influence upon us. Really, every mitzvah should bring with it a tremendous experience and inspiration, but we're a little bit distant from it in some things. But tefillah, people feel. Imzeh, and notwithstanding this, kama kosha aleinu hakavona, how difficult is kavona, kama nevochim anachnu ketzad lispalel, how confused we are, how to daven, kama me'uvenli beinu milahargish ispatlis milafonov, how much is our heart like turned to stone. Me'uben is from the word Evan. It's been turned to stone from feeling total negation in front of him. Person David is supposed to feel like absolute nothing. One of the great Rebbes, Rabbi Musser, said that a person could say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and in his mind, he's saying, there's nothing else. All the great forces in the world are nothing. That's nothing, and this is nothing, and all the great social forces and other forces and physically, they're all nothing, but he forgot to knock down one thing. So, nothing else in the world, just God and me. So that's not his potlos. So how sometimes our hearts are just hardened from sensing that, from conjuring up those feelings. Lukamiya Elav, and like a yearning for him is barach by midena batfila, when we were standing in davening. So it's an unbelievable force and bracha, but we don't always use it right. So we have to analyze.
Lose awareness of yourself.
Yeah, it's supposed to feel like nothing. Mesillas Yesharim writes about the irony of tefillah, that a human being who is basically no different from an amoeba in Hashem's universe is going to stand and say Baruch Atah from the eternal and almighty. That notion itself is so overwhelming, it should fill us with awe, but we're just jaded.
The storyline of the rabbi not feeling a response to a name that is mispronounced or something like that, other things that the tefillah are heard. And so that's not, you know, often it's like the stone. And yet to connect the fact that tefillah is a feeling.
Right, that's a good point. It's not just a vote about Shem Alev that I'm supposed to yearn for Hashem. It becomes a two-way street when you have that sensitivity. You can tell if it's tefillah. I mean, it's a Mishnah. You look in the Gemaras and Brachas, great Chacham, they could feel if the tefillah went through or not.
And tefillah is not always immediately responded or answered or whatever.
Yeah, that doesn't mean the Vukash, the thing you're daven for, happens immediately, but he could tell if it was accepted or not. Tell if he got a busy signal or the call went through. You could tell if he had Wi-Fi. Yeah. Be'agia eis tefila mishalosh tefilas shel yom yaniach kol asaka v'yispala. Classic sefer, a Musa sefer from Rishonim, the Archos Chaim La'Rush, which is full of simple one-line directives. Some of them clear halachas, some of them Musar concepts. But so the Archos Chaim says, when it comes time to daven three times a day, he should let go of all of his busyness and daven. That's one line. Ketzad manichim es kol ha'asokim. How do we let go of all the busyness Asher rak lefnei rega yinu shakuim b'hem. Just a moment before we were steeped in them. Akedei shikchas atzmeinu. To the degree that we forgot ourselves. So caught up in the thing that he's doing. It's like his work, his project, whatever it is. It's larger than me. It exists more than I exist. And all of a sudden I'm supposed to let that go and engage in tefillah. So here's an Eitzah, and this is really what the Derech Hashem talks about and others, with the knowledge that also for these undertakings, his business, he needs tefillah in order to succeed. It's not that I'm leaving the things that I do and going to daven, like we've learned from the Ramchal, the daven at the beginning of the day, because I'm about to undertake things. If I don't sort of consecrate them and make Hashem a partner in them, they're not going to succeed. Almost refers to tefillah as like a kiddush on the mundane things you're going to do, just like on Shabbos before a meal, we sanctify, we turn into something holy. So a person has his endeavors, he's going to pursue parnasa, pursue other things, he sanctify with tefillah. So it's part of those things. Raka yudea tefillah nira gama sokem elu ba'or hanochan, and only by way of tefillah do we see these undertakings with the proper light. a person was going to start his day and he was going to pursue what he needs to pursue in an absolute state of lack of emunah. I have to do this because I provide for myself. Tefillah, when he begs Hashem, make this succeed, he realizes, oh, I'm just making a shtadlus, and it turns it into the right thing. It puts it in the right light. True yardstick. It probably means that as a metaphor, like to what degree is the thing I'm about to do, the meeting I have today, to what degree is the world dependent on that, or to what degree is Hashem pulling the strings, and that's just that's my job to pursue. Leval nashvil hem erech muchlat, that we not like ascribe to them absolute value. Yeah, that's what he's saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides parnasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps people. I'm just doing a shtadlus. It shouldn't be in the realm of kochi v'otzim yadi yasili l'sachayel, which is the ultimate statement of lack of bitachon, of thinking that everything I have comes from my own strength. He says, koshel israke, it's difficult to concentrate. Dimyonos and machshavos mafriyim, imaginations and thoughts disturb. So he says that's a sign that we haven't put the our business in the right place, then we still need to work on that. He's going to say that the real mafriya is gaiva, really comes from arrogance and thinking that I run the world. So I have to say tomorrow, how do we address that? So the diagnosis is too much me.